Now, as I was saying, the Immigration Investor Programme was paused and stopped and brought to a close in 2023. There were a lot of applications in. This is where you can invest a significant amount of money in a sporting or cultural organisation in this country in exchange for a residency visa. Lots of applications were in, and some of those have been processed over the last number of days. It's been announced that €5.2 million has come to Kerry FC, and €6 million has gone to Valencia Cable Station and the foundation therein. Shortly before coming on air this morning, I spoke to Minister for Children, Norma Foley, about both those announcements. It was pre-recorded interviews before we came on air this morning. And I spoke to her about both those announcements, the fact that €11.2 million was coming to Kerry from this programme, and perhaps maybe more to come in relation to the Kerry County Board as well, who had applications in from investors to the tune of €43 million for Fitzgerald Stadium. So I first of all put it to her that it was good news about the €11 million.
Absolutely, Gerry, and I was really, really pleased to receive confirmation from my Cabinet colleague, Minister Jim O'Callaghan, in relation to this. Look, I think everybody's aware that this has been ongoing for a number of years now. The actual programme itself has come to a conclusion since 2023, but there were a number of applications on hand, as it were, at the time of the cessation of that particular application process. So I was really, really pleased that Minister Jim O'Callaghan has sanctioned that Kerry FC will receive €5.2 million and Valencia Island Cable Foundation project €6 million, and that's an enormous boost, just an enormous boost to Kerry FC in the first instance, who are doing Trojan work in advancing the club and are being, you know, they're hugely successful. But this is a significant boost to them in terms of, you know, future planning, and indeed Valencia Island Cable Foundation project equally so. And you know, I'm very familiar with that project going back, I suppose, to, you know, 2018. I was mayor of Kerry when we'll say the historic cable station building itself was handed over. And I, on behalf of the people of Kerry, accepted the keys from the former owner, Mrs. Ranka Palmier, at that time. So both these projects are incredibly important to Kerry. And I'm really, really pleased that my Cabinet colleague, Minister O'Callaghan, has made the decision just to advance these projects and, you know, make the funding available.
And from that point of view, for both these projects, it's hard to, I suppose, overstate what these funds will do for them at their stages of development. For Valencia, the project there, and also for Kerry FC in its relative young life in terms of its own development as a club.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you're right, Kerry FC is a relatively young club, but have been phenomenally successful due to the superb, I suppose, work on the ground by the club itself. But they obviously do need finances to advance themselves. And this is a very significant financial injection to them. And as I said, look, there was, you know, it was very difficult at the time in 23 when the project was brought to an end for a variety of very good reasons. But when there were projects on hand, it was important, I suppose, to allow those projects to come to conclusion. And so for Kerry FC, and indeed, as I said, I think there's a particular affection for Valencia Island Cable Foundation project as well. We know of its enormous historic and scientific significance. So to both these projects, this will be, you know, a significant injection and allow them to advance into the future. And very, very pleased that we've got to this point. And I want to express my thanks to Jim O'Callaghan.
And Minister, the investor programme itself closed off in 2023. There was, of course, a situation with regards to the Kerry County Board. A High Court case was taken. They were concerned that they would be excluded from it when it was closed off. They had €43 million, I think, was the figure that they were due to receive from investments. Do we know where that is at the moment in terms of the programme? That they're still, I know there are still projects to be, if it, processed from the Immigration Investor Programme, according to the department.
Yeah, indeed, you're correct, Gerry. There are a number of projects still on hand that are still going through the process. Look, Kerry GA have a very ambitious project on hand as well. And obviously, we in Kerry would like to see all projects, you know, being brought to a positive conclusion. But notwithstanding that, I'm conscious as well that there are legal issues involved in the Kerry GA project. And, you know, that will have to evolve as it evolves. But there are a number of projects yet to be determined.
Yeah, and look, notwithstanding how that goes, the idea would be, obviously, from the Kerry County Board's point of view, that the programme was there, they applied for it the same as everybody else, and that's the issue that they would have. They would be hopeful, I would imagine, because it would mean a lot for them in terms of development of Fitzgerald Stadium in particular, which is a big project they have on the cards.
Of course, I think we're all very conscious of the importance of, you know, that project and indeed all projects. And I do want to acknowledge, you know, Kerry GAA have been very successful as well. And I was very pleased in terms of, you know, their success with various, we'd say, elements of the sports capital and all of that. But this is a separate initiative. There is a legal issue there. And, you know, we must allow that to progress. But obviously, all of these projects are hugely important.
Yeah, absolutely vitally important. One final issue, Minister. I know, look, it's an issue that the Taoiseach is dealing with at the moment, but obviously concern over the arrest of Senator Malcolm, or TD, as you said, Malcolm Byrne at the weekend in relation to possible drink driving. There's a process underway with regards to Garda Síochána. Also, I imagine a process underway with regards to the Fianna Fáil party.
Look, I think we're all very conscious of the seriousness of drink driving, you know, and the, you know, the horrendous consequences that can come from it, but also conscious too that natural justice, you know, must take its course, and there is a Garda investigation, as you said, Fianna Fáil party have also said that you know, must take its course, and you know, whatever decisions need to be taken at the end of the day will be taken. You know, I'm very conscious, you know, that you know, Malcolm is in the centre of this at this point in time, but he himself, you know, is very conscious that, you know, the investigations that are underway must take place, and he is keen that will be allowed to happen as well, unhindered.
Okay. All right, Minister, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about those issues this morning.
Thanks very much, Gerry. Appreciate it. Thanks a million, Gerry.
There you go. That's Minister for Children, Norma Foley, speaking to me before coming in here this morning about that €11 million in the investor immigration programme that is been sanctioned and processed from that that programme for Kerry FC and Valencia Cable Station. And as I said, it's an open question, and our understanding is that more information has been requested by government from the Kerry County Board for their part of it. There was a High Court case challenge taken. I'm not sure where that's at at the moment, to do with €43 million for Fitzgerald Stadium under the programme that was stopped in 2023. So the rest of the applications are in the mode of being processed. Some other announcements made in the last few days as well. Shelburne Soccer Club in Dublin got €9.2 million. Sligo Rovers, the League of Ireland as well, got €6 million. Turles Sarsfield GAA in Tipperary got €2.3 million, amongst others. So if they're all going to be processed, the big question is, will Kerry County Board be getting €43 million for the redevelopment of Fitzgerald Stadium? And what impact will that make? If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.